The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say a few words about the practice that we do, the core practice is mindfulness, the use of attention to be present with what is, to be attentive to what is, to be aware of our experience in a clear, open way. And generally, when people think about mindfulness or it's taught, especially to beginners, it's taught more as if it's the application of mindfulness, application of attention. You apply your awareness to your breathing. You apply your awareness to your feet walking as you're paying attention. Then the mind might be quite unruly or might have its own ideas of where it wants to focus. And so it's kind of redirecting the mind from its distracted thoughts and to focus on the feet as we do walking meditation, or on the breathing maybe as we're doing sitting. And so it's directed that way. There's another way of doing mindfulness practice that doesn't involve the active or intentional application of attention, but rather it's the allowing of attention to manifest itself. That we have a natural capacity to be aware. It's kind of hard to get you to not be aware. If I jump up and down and scream at you all and say, stop being aware, if you get too frightened by me, maybe you would not notice anything about your awareness. You just want to get away. But if it's really hard if someone tells you to stop being aware to kind of turn it off. It's just, that's not something that can be turned off. But because we get pulled into distracted thoughts, the sense of conscious mindfulness, knowingly being aware, disappears into that. These black holes of our thoughts. But rather than applying our thinking, is to open up or allow awareness to manifest. So if we're distracted a lot in thought, maybe let go of the thought, but don't then redirect the attention to the breathing, but rather allow in that space where they're not thinking anymore, welcome the awareness back, or allow it to surface or bubble up or show itself. A little bit like maybe if there was a cork on a geyser, and maybe that's not the best example, and like a little geyser at Yellowstone, and you just took off the cork and the water just flows out, or you released water from a dam, the water just flows down the river. There is a way in which awareness, being a natural thing that we do, doesn't need to be applied in order for it to work. It'll work regardless if you apply it or not, if you get out of the way, if you clear the space for it. And then it's very interesting, if you just allow yourself to be aware, see what comes into that awareness. See what surfaces and arises, what comes. If the water is released from the dam, then we just see where the river wants to go, what direction it goes. If we release the dam of our awareness, where does it go to? Does it go to the sounds of the traffic? Does it go to the sensations of the body? And how does it shift and how does it move? And this idea of allowing awareness to bubble up, allowing it to make space for it, just keep getting out of the way. Not applying it, but allowing it to flow. In that process, if you're sitting still, sometimes there's a natural movement to become, for that awareness to become aware of whatever is happening that's coarsest, that's loudest in a sense. And if the mind is somewhat quiet, then maybe the biggest experience of the moment is the breathing. And the awareness will kind of encompass the breathing. And sometimes you can get quite concentrated on the breath because it's the biggest movement that's happening. But it's not directed to the breathing. It's more like that's what's surfacing in this field of awareness that's there. So if this is interesting for you or understandable for you, you might be interested to experiment today. here, and to have the practice be opening to awareness, or allowing awareness, or clearing the field so awareness can, the natural awareness can just be there, and then see what you're mindful of then, without doing the work of applying or directing. But if your mind is really out of control, the thinking mind is really out of control, and the allowing yourself just to awareness manifest just means that you just get lost in this confused thoughts, then you might want to apply your attention, apply it to the breathing to cut through the distracted thoughts. So I hope you enjoy the morning.